Everybody will come and find a seat. We want to get right into this. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate all the work that's been done to make this camp successful. And it's been a great year. Amen. Lord, right now, I just want to thank you for another day. I want to thank you for bringing us through this camp this week. And I just pray, God, that you would get everybody home safely today. I just bless this time together. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. All right, you may be seated. We're going to ask the Barrows to come. First thing, we want to acknowledge the winning team here for youth camp. And they've got some awards for that, I think. So we're going to go ahead and do that first thing here.
Winning team was purple and yellow. Purple and yellow. Y'all want to come forward? Purple and yellow team, come on. I'm not sure if we have enough, but. Yeah. Give it up for them. All right, give these guys a hand. They did a great job.
All right, is there any dorm supervisor that has not given me your exit sheet? Because we have not got them all. There's several missing, actually. If you have that, if you can get that to me, I'd appreciate that. Amen. How many of you enjoyed Brother Scott Morris and his ministry this week? Hadn't it been great? Amen. Brother Morris, we want you to come. Amen. Appreciate him and Sister Morris coming, giving a week of their time in hot Texas. Been a great blessing, Brother Morris. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Brother Goodwin. Let's give Brother Goodwin a hand. Amen. Praise the Lord. Where'd my hair go? It's been a great week. I've enjoyed it tremendously. Thank God for what he's done around the altars. Amen. And how many people got saved this week? Give your heart and life to God. Stand up. Quick. Not for my glory, but for God's glory. Amen. Give them a hand. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, they're still standing. How many got filled with the Holy Ghost this week? Stand up. Right quick. First time filled with the Holy Ghost. First time filled with the Holy Ghost. Stand up. Stay up. Come on. First time filled with the Holy Ghost. Give the Lord a hand. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I guess it's been a tremendous week. All right, right quick, because I got to move. I told you last night, Acts chapter 1, Jesus' final recorded words to the disciples before his ascension. He said that it was not for them to know the times or the seasons, but ye shall receive power at the Holy Ghost come upon ye. Ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, uttermost part of the earth. A couple of times in the Gospels, Christ spoke about how the fields are white to harvest. Anybody ever heard that or heard it preached or talked about in Sunday school or children's church, things of that nature? The fields are white to harvest. In other words, that means it's time to go gather in the crop. The crop is ready. Now, as a young person, I went to work with my granddaddy on my mother's side when I was 14 years old. Carpenter, when I wasn't in school, I didn't drop out of school. He built houses. I'd work with him in the summer and things of that nature. And my granddaddy was always a gardener. He always had a big garden, planted a lot of different things. And we'd be working on these people's houses and building houses. And I've heard him tell them this many times. He'd say, now we won't be here the next couple of days because my peas are ready, or my butter beans are ready, or my corn's ready. And he said, if I don't get it in while it's ready, then if it stays on the vine too long, then it's no good. It dries out. It becomes hard. It's no good. I truly believe that we're living in the most important time for the child of God to be witnessing. I feel in my heart that the fields are white to harvest right now. Can somebody say amen? I say that because outside of the pulpit, God is opening more doors for me now than he ever has to witness to people. I have witnessed to more people with more response in the last 3 months than I have in all of my life or all of my ministry. People are hungry for something this world is not giving them that you have. Amen? They're hungry for something this world. They're finding out this world can't satisfy me. This world is not doing for me what needs to be done. So let me get to the point right here. Every person in this room that got filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, or whether or not you got filled with the Holy Ghost, if you're a child of God, if you're a Christian, but especially if you are filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, he give you power to be witnesses. How many of you want to be witnesses? Okay? All right, you want to be witnesses. But see, here's a trick that the devil uses. The devil says, well, if you didn't get called to preach, or if you didn't get called to the missions field, or if you're not a Sunday school teacher, or a children's church leader, or a youth pastor, then you know, witnessing's just not for me. I'm just supposed to go to church and worship God. But here's what God told me yesterday in prayer to send you home with. Go home. Listen to me. This is how you witness. This is what I told you last night. I was going to tell you how to witness. Go home and tell your story. Okay? Go home and tell your story. That's all you got to do. That's all. You don't have to know a lot of Bible verses. You don't have to be able to quote the Bible from Genesis to Revelations. Just go home and tell your story. Tell what God done for you at Truth Camp. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, glory. You say you got Bible to back that up. I do. There's two stories in the Bible of people that were great witnesses that won many people to God that never preached, never taught Sunday school, never was a youth leader, never was a Sunday school teacher, never was a missionary. As far as we know, they won people to the Lord because they went home and told their story. That's all they done. They just went home and told their story. Jesus pulled up on the shore of the Gadareans. There's a man come out of the tombs that's been possessed by the devil. Nobody can do anything with him. Christ pulls up on the shore. He runs out and kneels before Christ. Amen. For every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. Even a legion of devils that nobody else could do anything with had to bow, confess that he was Lord. He delivered that man from that possession. That man said, I want to go with you. I want to get in the boat. I want to be a preacher like those other disciples. I want to do what they're doing. I want to be, amen, like these other men and women that are preaching and doing missionaries, things like that. Jesus said, no, your job is to go home and tell your story. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Just go back home and start telling people what I've done for you. And the Bible said he went home and started telling everybody what the Lord done for him. The other was a young lady or a woman that came to the well of Samaria. Amen. She came looking to draw water and met Jesus there. Jesus said, I have water that you know not of. You drink of my water, you'll never thirst again. After they talked and she accepted the invitation of salvation from Christ. The Bible said she left her water pot at the well. She went back to the city and began to proclaim what God had done for her. And many men of the city came and accepted Christ as their Savior. I'm not saying God won't ever call you to preach. I'm not saying God won't ever call you to be a missionary. I'm not saying that you won't ever teach a Sunday school class. But your assignment, not from Scott Morris, but from God, laying in that floor, in that room, right back there yesterday. I was going a totally different direction last night and this morning. I'm telling you, I had two total different thoughts that I was going to use. One last night, another this morning. Amen. And then God spoke to me, and I thought I would have preached this last night, and God moved, and that's fine because it's all about him. It's not about me. Can somebody say amen? It's all about God. Amen. But the assignment to you today from God, not from me, go home, tell your story. Just go home, tell your story. Amen. When you get back to school, first day of school, they're going to say, what did you do this summer? What you gonna tell them? Huh? What you going to tell them? What'd you do this summer? Amen. I went to this camp, amen, called Truth Camp. And while I was there, the Holy Ghost got a hold of me, and I got saved. Come on. Hallelujah. And I got born again. I give my heart and life to God. I got filled with the Holy Ghost, and it's the best thing that's ever happened to me. And they're going to say, can it happen to me? And you're going to say, oh, yes, it can. Can somebody say amen? Oh, I got to get out of the way. Listen to me. One of the greatest preachers to ever walk the face of the earth. I want you to hear me right here. One of the greatest men ever walked the face of the earth, save Jesus Christ, was the Apostle Paul. Done more for the gospel, the kingdom of God, probably than any man that's ever lived. Apostle Paul, he carried the gospel to the known world that he lived in at that time. He has got an opportunity to preach to King Agrippa. Are you with me? Amen. Agrippa says, I want to hear him. He's got an opportunity, Brother Toms, to preach to King Agrippa, to preach anything he wants to preach. And what did he do? He just simply said, Agrippa, let me tell you my story. Come on, somebody. Let me tell you what the Lord done for me. When he could have preached anything he wanted to preach, but he said, I'll tell you what, I'd rather just tell you my story. I'm in Douglas, Georgia last Friday preaching the youth conference there. I'm closing with this. Riley, my baby girl, which is 22 years old, is with us. And she's graduated college, got her degree. She's going to work, making that big money now. Amen. She really is. She worked hard to get a good degree, and she's making some good money. She's drove this old Jeep Wrangler all through school, things of that nature. And she's looking into getting her newer vehicle, better gas mileage. Car lot beside the motel we're staying in, but had a vehicle like she's been wanting to drive. She said, Daddy, you think they'll let me drive it? I said, sure. And so we walked over. A lady comes out, and I'm not being judgmental. Bible said you'll know a tree by the fruit that it bears. You could tell that her life had been rough, sinful, things of that nature. And I just began to tell her my story. I just began to tell her who I was while I was in town, what God was, you know, I just began to tell her my story. She said, so where's all this going on at? I said, over at First Assembly in Douglas. She said, I used to go to that church when I was a little girl. Said, my best friend lived beside me. Said, her mom and daddy attended that church, and I'd ride to church with him. Go son. Said, there was an old man pastored that church when I was a little girl. I said, was his name Si Morris? She said, yes, it was. I said, that was my granddaddy. He was your pastor when you was a little girl. She said, you know, God sent you to me today because I have been under conviction. I have got to get my life back right with God. Come on, somebody. I didn't walk on that parking lot. For God so loved the world, gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, have everlasting life. I just told her my story. I just told her my story. Hallelujah. Witnessing is the easiest thing you can do. All you got to do is have a story and tell your story. God bless you. I love you. Appreciate you. Amen. I love this camp. I love the fellowship. I love the spirit. I love the people. I love everything about it. Amen. I told Brother Goodwin, and this is not a pull to get to preach it. I want him to always follow the leadership of the Lord, the board. I said, whether or not you invite me back next year to preach, let me know the date because I want to be here. Amen. I just love being here. Amen. Give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah.
Amen. Give Bishop a hand. Praise the Lord. How many's ready to go home? I'm going to add one. I can't add that message. I'll probably preach it later. But the Bible says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. That's how you're going to maintain your Christian relationship with God, young people. Go out and tell your story, your testimony, what the Lord has done for you. Powerful, powerful. We thank the Lord for brother and sister, Brother Scott, Sister Kim. We love them folks. Amen. Even though they are from Mississippi, but that's all right. Amen. All right. Well, We're just about to wrap this thing up. I want to say, I want Brother Lonnie and Sister Lori to stand up, and little Evan. See, y'all got him with you? How many enjoyed, you kids campers, how many enjoyed these folks? Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. We love them. They did a wonderful job. Even you could be seated. Praise the Lord. We appreciate them. And I started to get Kugly Dude come up here and give this award away. You probably got it packed away. I know how it is when you pack it away. You don't want to pull it back out. All kid camp counselors, will you stand up? All our counselors that worked in kids camp. Give them a hand. Amen, amen. Now, I'll tell you right now, we can't do it without you. We can't run this camp without your help. And we appreciate the board here, Brother Goodwin, Brother Lucas, and Brother Tom. We appreciate them. Give them a hand. Amen. Appreciate them. And so we appreciate everything you've done for camp this year. Amen. Let all our kids campers stand up real quick. Kid campers. Give them a big hand. All right, we voted. The kids voted for best camper and Miss Truth Camp and Mr. Truth Camp. And they all deserve it, really. It's just award we give out. But for this year, for Miss Truth Camp in the kids camp, and it's probably her last year, no, maybe not, in kids camp. Give it up for Chloe Tom. Is this your last year in kids camp? Oh, next year. All right. Hold on. Hey, Chloe, Dad want a picture of you.
Ain't nobody at the church we can give that award to. Why? Who's it? Who's it?
Anyway, for Mr. Truth Camp, I hate it, but he went home last night, was little Wyatt Bollinger. Give him a hand. They may get to see it. Amen. He was the one on the crutches there. He was good, great young man. Bet she's going to give it to him. Praise the Lord. All right. Give Sister Betsy a hand. All right. Brother Goodwin is coming. Take care of the other stuff here.
Yeah, Sister Betsy is going to be back here in the foyer. There are a couple more that didn't pay your bill yet. Didn't pay your bill yet. So anyway, if you will, make sure and clear that out with her. That'll be appreciated. Thank you, Brother Scott, for reminding us of that. How many of y'all like my new shirt I got at Walmart? Just so you'll know, you'll never find a shirt like this at Walmart. This is specially designed and taken care of by Brother and Sister Barrow. Can we give Brother and Sister Barrow a hand of appreciation? We appreciate these shirts. Man, Brother and Sister Barrow and their family, their church, do all kinds of stuff for the camp throughout the year, and I appreciate them. And just let them know sometime how much you appreciate all that they do. I don't even want to start mentioning everything. They do all kinds of stuff for the camp. They don't ever see them do that, probably. I mean, here at the camp, of course, they do the teams and things. But thank you, folks, for making Truth Camp what it is. Amen. And everybody just working together makes this a great camp. I'd like all of our pastors to stand and youth pastors. I want to give you all a hand. This is why we have Truth Camp and how we have a great Truth Camp. These pastors and youth pastors bring their groups. Amen. Thank y'all so much for making this camp possible. Hallelujah. We do have some trophies that we want to give out here. Torbert, if you'll come and help us give these out. We've got several that we would like to acknowledge. I do want to mention also, if you have a golf cart, if you will, make sure and take it back over by the office area and just leave the key in it there, and they'll be coming to pick those up just a little bit later. Okay, we want to start by recognizing Mr. and Mrs. Christian Character. These are all individuals who were voted and selected by ballot, by you voting. And this year, Mr. Christian Character goes to Mr. Kyler Hadabow, or Bow, I'm sorry. Is Kyler here? All right, let's give him a hand. All right, keep him right there, Brother Torbert. Keep him right there. Okay, and Miss Christian Character, Miss Christian Character goes to Angelina Holbrook. Let's give Angela a hand. All right. Okay, Mr. Sportsmanship. Mr. Sportsmanship this year goes to Caleb Gregory. Caleb Gregory. Let's give him a hand. All right. And Miss Sportsmanship goes to Macy Brown. Macy Brown. All right, congratulations. Okay, now we want to honor Mr. and Miss Truth Camp. This is our top award, and these are individuals that were nominated because of their overall behavior, demeanor, involvement, participation, and so we want to recognize them now. Mr. Truth Camp this morning goes to Mr. Carson Cudd. Mr. Carson. And Miss Truth Camp goes to Macy Steed. Macy Steed. She's coming. All right, let's give all of these a hand. Okay, y'all may be seated. We need Sister Beth, Brother Sean. Who was the captain of the team that won? I forgot we had this team trophy. Anyway, we'll just give it to y'all, and if you will, present it. We've already honored the team, recognized them. But that's the purple-yellow team. Why don't y'all stand up one more time, and you can give that.
All right, we got one more trophy we want to give away, and this one is for Dake Goodwin Memorial Scholarship. How many of y'all remember Dake? That was Brother Goodwin, Sister Goodwin's son. So we want to keep in him in memory, amen. And we just kind of want to give this away in a scholarship to that one camper, and that next year their registration will be paid. And so in honor of Dake, but we want to give this away to Barrett Warren. Amen. He was here. He was the first camper here, and he was working. All right, give it up. Give a hand to everybody.
All right, the last thing we need to do before our video is we want to honor our king and queen for 2022. All right. I want all of our king and queen candidates to stand, please. If you are a king or queen candidate, all these folks collected money that goes to help the camp. Amen. Let's give all of them a hand of appreciation. Okay, now you may be seated. How the king and queen is selected is we take the money that you received, and that's one vote per penny. And then also yesterday on the ballot, you voted for the king and queen candidate of your choice. So we add all of those points together. And once we do that, that's how we select our king and our queen. So for 2022, our queen is Sister Ashley Smith. Let's give Sister Ashley a hand. All right. Get a picture there. All right. Let's get her crowned. All right, Queen Ashley. All right, and our king for 2022. Our king for 2022 for Truth Camp is Mr. Holton Mullins. Holton. All right. All right, let's get a picture and give a hand to our king and queen 2022. All right. All right. Thank y'all so much for supporting our king and queen candidates. And young people, thank you for being willing to be the king and queen candidates. So I appreciate that very much. Okay, Brother Darren, as he does each year, has been faithful to prepare us a camp video, and that's something we want to look at this morning. This takes a lot of work, but Brother Darren does it. He also helps us with our website, recording of all our messages, Facebook, works together, and we just appreciate everything that he's done. We mentioned earlier some of the different ones that make the camp possible, and probably everybody knows a camp like this doesn't just happen, but it takes a lot of hard work. And Brother Torbert mentioned our board earlier, and we are very blessed to have these men who work together to make the decisions that have to be made for Truth Camp, and we are so thankful for Brother Tom, Brother Torbert, and also Brother Lucas, and just appreciate all the work that they've done. Brother Lucas and Sister Amy take care of all kinds of stuff for the camp, and I just appreciate them doing that, because if it was up to me to do it, we probably wouldn't be having Truth Camp. So thank the Lord for all of our couples, our pastors, youth pastors, and these folks that just come together. We appreciate Sister Karen Brown. Sister Karen Brown takes care of all the Truth Camp finances all year. Can we give her a hand of appreciation? Amen. All right. Well, praise the Lord. Okay, we're going to have this video, and then we'll be dismissing this morning. Amen. Appreciate you doing this again for us, Brother Darren. I hear it all.
Oh,
All right, let's give Brother Darren a hand for putting that together. Amen. Appreciate that. Amen. Also, I wanted to say in closing here, I didn't mention it a while ago, but how many of y'all appreciated having a concession stand all week? Amen. Hallelujah. Appreciate Brother and Sister Tom again running the concession stand. I tell you what, there's always plenty to eat after church, and it's good. So we sure appreciate that. That's a very intense job, but we certainly appreciate them coordinating that, everybody working together. And just want to thank the Lord for everyone that's been a part. Stand with me, if you will. Amen. We do want to try to be off the campground by 11 o'clock. If you workers will please help us by checking your dorms, making sure that those are cleaned up. If you do have some clothes in the dorm, if you want to sit them out here on the main porch by where the registration is, there may be some people looking for those, and we'll try to see if those are available later on if somebody comes by today and is needing those. But anyway, encourage you to be safe going home. If you're tired and can't stay awake, pull over a little while, take a break. And anyway, let's just all get home safely today. Pray the Lord will be with you, go with you. We are planning a fall truth retreat. We'll try to get that information out here in the next 2 weeks by the 1st of August around there and let you know exactly where that be. But we do appreciate those who, once again, have made Truth Camp a possibility. Lord, we just want to thank you right now for this year at Truth Camp. From the very first service, Lord, your presence was so strong. We thank you, Lord, for all of those that were saved, those that were filled with the Holy Ghost, those who were delivered, those that were called to the ministry. Lord, we just thank you for all this. We pray, Lord, that you would get us home safely today. God, that you would go with us and move in every church in a mighty way this coming Sunday. And Lord, we'll just thank you for all this. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And everybody said amen and amen. Lord bless you. May the Lord go with you.